that about the scripture where he said that he didn't own anything, but yet he owned it all. And certainly, I'm glad he owns me this morning more than anything else. In the book of Proverbs, in the third chapter, is where we'll be reading from today. And I like the palm leaves that's here on the floor. I told the singers as they was leaving, just leave them there. Because it commemorates this day that we celebrate. When Jesus come in and they was crying out, Hosanna, looking for him to come and to save them from Roman tyranny and to set them free. But he did not come to bring peace into the world, but he come to bring salvation to one and to all today. Proverbs, the third chapter, if you would go with me down, reading one verse this morning. And well, let's read verses 5 and 6 today as we get into his word. He says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And just those two verses today, and you can be seated. But I'd like to use for a text today that where he said there, trust in the Lord. Because that's where our trust ought to be. Our trust ought to be in God and all of his word. That what God has promised, he is able to deliver. How many of you will agree with me this morning that we're too trusting in everything but God? We trust in ourselves more and more each day. And God has blessed us, but we ought to keep our trust in God, because he's the one who's brought us to the place where we are today. And when I say we're too trusting, even Lloyd made mention of it in Sunday school this morning, that we ought to, it's not everybody that you can trust. Amen? And we probably need to be more protective than what we are for ourselves and for our church. Because there's been people that we've trusted in that came back to haunt us, to hurt us in so many times. The Bible teaches us that there are many things that people trust in. David said it like this, that some men trust in horses and chariots, but I will put my trust in the Lord. What he's saying is that man puts their trust in the things that are powerful, things that they depend upon. But David said, I may not trust in a horse or a chariot, but I trust in one that is stronger and mightier than all of them put together, and I put my trust in God. How many of you got your trust in God this morning? So many things that we put our trust in. Some people put their trust in, as he said in the book of Luke in the 18th chapter in the 9th verse, that people put their trust in themselves. If I can rephrase our scripture reading this morning, Proverbs is telling us, put our trust in the Lord with all of our heart and not in things or even in ourselves. How many of you have ever let yourself down? Amen? It's not that you did it on purpose. It's just that your trust was devastated by that slip up, by that failure. He also, the Bible, and we know this, teaches us that men put their trust in their religion, which will take them to hell and destruction. Some put it in the denomination that they're a part of. And denominations, I believe in Baptist all the way. But no denomination is going to get you there. What's going to get you there is your trust in God. And following his commandments and following his spirit to an altar of prayer. Some put their trust in a secret order or a lodge or some type of program. Everything has a place, but most things that we put our trust in will let you down. We put our trust in doctors that they're going to make the right when they do the test and everything is going to come back, and we trust their word for it. I say that we ought to not trust them. We ought to put, you know, if a doctor told me that I needed surgery because of a sickness or a diagnosis, there's the word I was looking for, I'd go get me another opinion. Because even though we trust them, we don't trust them. And someone say, Roger, you work in the medical field. You're saying don't trust? I say, get you another opinion. We put our trust in pharmacists, that when the doctor writes a subscription, that they're going to fill it according to that piece of paper. And it's not even paper anymore. It's done electronically. But maybe a few months ago, we found out Becky had a prescription. I went and picked it up and brought it to the house. And she began to look at it, and she said, this isn't the right stuff. And they ended up giving her something for a heart instead of what she was supposed to get. And there was no apology given. It was just, here's what you need and go on your way. So it teaches us that a lot of things that we trust in, we ought to maybe up our concern for them. Some of us put our trust in our jobs. And those jobs could be gone tomorrow. We put it in our boss, and our boss in the back rooms could be already devising a way that we won't be there anymore. And all these things that I'm preaching about this morning teach us that everything in this world that we trust in is going to let us down. It will let us down. How many of you have trust that when you went to bed last night, you wake up this morning? There's no guarantee that we'll ever be assembled like we are here today. No guarantee that I have tomorrow. I have plans to do things tomorrow, but God may call, and when He calls, all my plans will be canceled. But I've still got my trust in Him. We put our trust in the fact that when we put the key in the ignition of a car, it's going to start. But how many of you have ever been stranded because it wouldn't start? And some of my buddies would say, that's because you drive a Ford, or that's because you drive a General Motors, or whatever. And I say that in lightness today, but they all can let you down. We have trust when we go into a dark room and we flip on the switch, the lights are going to come on. If we paid our bill. But that's where we put our trust at today. We're way too trusting in a lot of many areas this morning. We put our trust in things that can let us down and let us down hard. The Bible tells us that there's only God that we should put our trust in. And there are things that we ought not put our trust in. Did you know the Bible tells you not to put your trust in Job, the 4th chapter and 18th verse, not to put your trust in servants? Did you know everyone elected in Washington is our servant? How many of you trust them today? Your laughter and smiles answers a question. Because many of them, Charlie, make big promises, and then when they get there, they forget all about them. Or somebody buys them off. As Lloyd made mention in Sunday school, I believe the trust for the servant has gone way down since our current president has revealed their true motives. Is that not true? We see today that he also says, Job said in 15, the chapter and the 15th verse, that we ought not trust in saints, because even church members will let you down. How many of you have ever been let down by a church member? He said that Micah, the 7th chapter and the 5th verse, said that Put your trust not in a friend, because a lot of people we call our friends are no more than acquaintances. And when they've used you up and gotten everything they want from you, you're disposable. But I've got some true friends today. I guess that's why I'm so excited about Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church, because we've got true friends. How many of you got friends that are outside of the church? You know, they're very rare. Very rare. In fact, and when I say outside the church, I was talking about Mount Carmel, but Jeff, I've got friends that are in the true church of God as well. He said that in the book of Mark, 11th chapter, put not your trust in riches, because money comes and money goes. And a lot of people have seen their savings and their 401ks and a lot of things just go down to nothing because of things that happen. And many of us are untrusting as well. How many of you lock your doors at night? How many of you lock your car? I thought about this when I pulled in and I got out of the car and I shut the door and I locked it. You know why we lock it? Because we don't trust people. We don't trust people. And people have shown that they can't be trusted. And once somebody severs the trust, it's difficult, if ever, able to build it back up. I said here a few Wednesday nights ago that a lot of spouses don't trust one another. Can I be frank this morning? I wouldn't have a spouse that I couldn't trust. Amen? And I'll put this on, then we'll preach this morning if it be the Lord's will, but Becky trusts me because she knows I'm usually just at one of four or five places. I'm either at work, I'm at church, Home Depot, the junkyard, or at my sister's. That's about my travels. But it's not just knowing and where I'm at. How many of you trust your mate whether you know where they're at or you don't know where they're at? And if you don't have that trust, it needs to be developed today. Because true love trusteth at all times. That's from the Word of God, if you'll have it this morning. A lot of things that we don't trust. And the thing that we ought to have the most trust in, it varies from time to time, from day to day, and maybe even from hour to hour. But the Bible teaches us in Isaiah, the 26th chapter and the 4th verse, who we are to trust. And he says, as he said here in the verse that we read this morning, he says that we ought to put our trust in the Lord. God has never let me down. Everything that I've counted on him for, he's been there and fulfilled it and more. God has never lied to me. He's never betrayed me. He's never gave me false hope. I put all my trust in him. I tell you what, how much I trust the Lord. I put my whole soul and life into his hands. And I know he won't let me down, because there's two things God cannot do. God cannot lie and God cannot fail. What he's promised, he is able to deliver. The church ought to be able to rejoice in knowing there's not much you can trust in this world, but you can trust God. You can trust him with all that you have. All that you have. And he teaches us in Psalm 62 and 8 that we are to trust the Lord, to call upon him at all times. When should we trust him? You can trust him all the time. No matter what day it is or what hour. No matter what you're going through, you can trust in the Lord at all times. In fact, there's never a time you can't trust him. You see, he is the one who gave us the book of promises. And what he has promised, he is able to deliver. He's not given us false hope, but he's given us a word that if we will believe upon it, it will come to pass. And I trust him today. I trust him with all that I have. In fact, the book of Proverbs, the third chapter, teaches us how much we're to trust. He said that we ought to trust the Lord here in this fifth verse of the third chapter, that we're to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. With everything we have, we ought to trust in the Lord. How many of you, as these young people up here, said that they committed their soul unto God and they trust him to take them when this life is over home to heaven above? How many of you trust in him with all your heart? And you know, if you don't wake up tomorrow morning, heaven will be your eternal home. When we really trust him, and I've said this over the many messages, Brother Eli, I trust him so much that when I get down to the end of life's way, I believe with all my heart he'll be there with an outstretched hand over Jordan to take me safely to the other side. You say, how can you trust someone that much? Because I've been at the bedside of many loved ones and friends that have left this world and gone on to be with God. They didn't leave here screaming and crying and hollering about the flames. They left here in peace and joy. And some of them left here shouting, praising God for what they've seen on the other side. I trust him with all of my being today. He says that we're to trust him with all of our heart. And if we'll trust the Lord, David said in the book of Psalms in the 37th chapter and the 40th verse, if we will trust him, or because we trust him, he will save us. Every one of us that is saved today is saved because we trust the word of God that penetrated our hearts and drawed us unto God. I didn't go because of the message. I didn't go because of the singers. I went because I trusted God. I finally come to that point as these young people that was up here. I come to that point that I trusted him more than I trusted myself. And I'll go even farther. I trust him more than I trusted the devil that was telling me it was all just a hoax. The devil will tell you that. But you know the devil is a liar. How can you trust somebody that is a liar? How many of you trust liars that you know? I got people that I know that they'd rather tell you a lie than tell you the truth. But see, God has never lied. He has never lied. He said he would save us if we would just trust him. And I say this often in our messages, the best thing I ever did do was put my trust in God and accept him as my personal Savior. When we trust him, God will establish us. He'll establish us to the point that he said in Psalms 125, in the first verse, that we cannot be removed. Cannot. See, the devil may kill my body, but he can't kill my soul. I worry about people that are in church today and out tomorrow. I wonder if they got the real goods. Because if you got the real goods, you cannot be removed. You cannot. You say, well, when you die, you're removed. No, you're just promoted on to a better place than this old world. You can't trust a lot of things, but you can trust God. You can trust him. People say, I trust him, but I only trust him so far. Now you're talking like you're talking to man. Because there are people we know, you know, I've heard people say over the years, I trust them as far as I can see them. What a miserable condition, Ray, that must be. Can I be blunt with you this morning? If you have people in your life you don't trust, you ought to get away from them. Right? I was with a family, I guess that was Friday night, and the thing came back, that, or the statement was made, anything we have, you can have it, you can borrow it, because we know you'll bring it back. That's trust. In fact, they trust us so much that I even have keys to their house and to their garage. But you know, if I did take something and I didn't remove it, they'd ask for their keys back. How many of you got people in your life you like to get the keys back? Right? The keys to your heart, because they broke it. The keys that severed that trust in that relationship. But you see, today people may hurt us, but God will never hurt us. God will never hurt us. He said in his word that where there is trust in Isaiah, there is absence of fear. And when there is trust, you know, perfect trust casteth away all fear. If I could paraphrase that scripture this morning. When you have perfect trust, fear dissipates. It's gone. You know, I hear people worrying about all kinds of things in life. But if you really have trust, you know, I made mention about the job and relationships and things. But you know, if something was to happen to the job, I trust God would open up another door to be able to provide. I do. I trust him that much. You say, but what about in the in-between time? God's got a plan and purpose for everything. And can I put this in, because this is really upon my heart. Don't fly too high, because God may just clip your wings and bring you down to reality. Amen? I've known people that put all their trust in their job, and when their job went away, they was devastated. Now, any of you that's ever lost a job, you'll agree with me, it is hard. It is. But it ought not devastate you, because our trust is in God. And God has forewarned us about this. Isaiah said, when you have your trust in God, there is perfect peace. Even though you're on a storm. Can I use that story today? You may be in a storm and your life is being rocked to and fro. And there is no peace. And I remember when the apostles were in that shape, Brother Jim, but the Lord was with them. And even in the midst of a storm, you can have peace. Some of you have been in a storm, or you are still in that storm. Some of you are coming out. Can I preach my heart to you this morning? If you're coming out of a storm and God has blessed you, and that trust that you had in him has brought you out, we ought to be able to raise our hands and praise him today for what he has done. And some of us that are in a storm and we see others that God has brought out, we ought to say, thank you, Lord, for what you've done for them. Because I know that you are a just God, and I trust you that you're going to bring me through a storm as well. See, I trust him in all things. I've been at the place when we go back and reflect on mom and dad and grandparents. Some of you don't know what true trust in God is. Some of you have not been at the place where the cupboard was low. Some of you not been at a place where the bills were more than the income, and you didn't know where the next dollar was going to come from. Some of you have not been at the place where the tank on the car was low and you didn't know how you was going to get back and forth to work. Some of you not been at a place when you was in such a dire situation that only you and God knew about it. But let me get some witnesses this morning. Because we had our trust in God, we never went hungry. We never went without a roof over our head and shoes on our feet, clothes on our back. And somehow, the gas tank never went down. You say, Roger, you've got a vivid imagination. Ask the woman with the cruse of oil. Hallelujah. When the Lord spoke and she followed the Lord through the prophet, that fear, that trust, that fear of it going away was gone. And her and her son, after the prophet had left, ate until the drought was over, or the famine. You see, some of us just got to get through the famine, and then everything's going to be all right. The Bible teaches us that we are to put all of our trust in God. Not in our intellect, not in our skills or our abilities. And I'll even go further today. We're not even to put our trust in preachers. Some of you ain't said amen all morning, but you did on that one. Because there's a lot of them out there that are wolves in sheep's clothing. They're out there to make a name for themselves and the almighty dollar, and they don't care about your soul. But I'm thankful there are still a few that have our trust in God and say, Lord, bless the preacher. Because you know why? Us old-time Holy Ghost-filled preachers are a fading breed. There's not many of us left. And when us that are left, Brother Lloyd, I don't know who's going to fill the void that's there. You say, Roger, you're building yourself up. No, I'm facing reality that most Americans today don't want to hear the true word of God. They want you to tell them everything is all right. Well, everything is not all right until you get saved by the grace of God. And then you will have that trust that is there. See, we're way too trusting. Lloyd made mention, and I talked to him a couple of Sundays ago. He's been gone so long, I don't know how long ago it was. But he called me aside. He said, you know, we ought to have a discussion or a time period or something when people want to join the church, because we don't know who they are. And I agreed with him. I said, you're right. In fact, we ought to write down some things that this is what we believe. And if you can't adhere to what we believe, maybe this isn't the church for you. You say, now you're having tryouts for church like you did the choir. No, everybody that tried out for the choir made it. Amen? But you see, there are... Satan, I don't trust him to no length, because he is a deceiver and he likes to come in and tear up the things that God has put together. He's done it to our country. He's done it to our churches. He's done it to our homes. He's done it to our lives. I don't trust the devil. And you say, well, he ain't that bad. You can trust him so far. And let me tell you what he'll do. He'll wreck your life. He'll wreck your life. And I say this for our young people today. Be careful who you run with. Because you may trust them and they will help you to destroy your life. And get it in such disarray. I talk with moms and dads and they say, this don't even sound like my child. And the reason why it don't sound like your child is because they've taken their trust away from God and given it to a person. And that person has led them down the wrong path. You know the devil uses people. He uses people. I've seen it in churches, Charlie, where we have deacons who say they're of God. I've seen it with preachers, and they're nowhere to be found today because the world offered them something better at the time. At the time. Let me find a closing place this morning. See, we ought to be cautious. And this message is a message that is reverberating throughout America. In fact, how many of us, when President Trump got in office, he started telling us that the media was false and you can't trust them. Some of us probably thought, he's just saying that because they don't agree with him. The truth has come out. The truth has come out. And I want to declare to you today, if nobody else will preach it, you cannot trust every church and every preacher that gets behind the pulpit. You better trust God, because He's the one that can save you and keep you by His marvelous grace. But what we like to do sometimes is trust the Lord and get too cozy with the devil. You can't walk with God and the devil at the same time. You say, but I trust God, but this ain't that bad, or that person isn't that bad. How many of you been deceived by people that took you down a road that you wish you had never traveled? Some of you don't want to confess on a Sunday morning. You know the Bible says confession is good for the soul. I got a few smiles. Some of you, if you'd confess a little bit, you'd be a happier person. I'm preaching the truth. You're miserable because you got all that built up in you. And as they sing that song, you need to let it go. Let it go. Give it to God and say, Lord, the things I trusted in have let me down. I've had friends let me down. I've had loved ones let me down. I've had church members let me down. You name it. I've had a lot of people let me down. And I have let people down. You say, I wouldn't confess to that. I have. How many of us have ever told somebody we'll be there to help you, and then we couldn't do it? You know what the Bible says, Brother Eli? It's better not to make an oath than it is to make it and break it. Right? Sometimes I'll make an oath and people will say, well, why don't you do it some other time? And the reason why I don't do it some other time is because when I tell somebody I'm going to do something, I try to do it. But even at the best, don't put too much trust in me. And some of you looking at me like, oh, Lord. How many of you know that we're all human? We've all let people down. We've all hurt people. And we all have been at the point in our life that people's trust in us was severed. And it takes a long time to build it back up, if you ever can. And I'll just confess this morning. Becky and I used to go home on Sunday nights after church. We drove. It was about an hour drive. And we get home on Sunday nights, and I turn on the TV because Jimmy Swaggart would be on. And I had trust in him. I thought he was a good preacher and they had good singing. But ever since the events, I don't have much trust in him anymore. And you say, Roger, he said God forgave him. I know it. But how many of you are like me? How many of you know somebody that's failed you, let you down, and your trust is never going to be what it once was? Right? Men, I'm getting more amens from the women than I am you. And I tell you, when trust is severed, it's hard to get back. God has never done anything to anybody for your trust in him to be less than what it was on the night that you got saved. In fact, can I get a witness? I trust him more today than I did back in 1972. You know why? Because he's brought me through so much. He's delivered me. And when I, as that song says, when I looked around and none of my friends could be found, God showed up and delivered again. I trust him. Do you trust him today with your, not just your life, but your soul? Have you ever asked God to come in and save your dying soul? You say, how do I know I can trust him? Well, the one that's telling you that you can't trust him is the one that's got a hold of you right now. And as long as he can keep you from trusting God, he's got you. And he will take you to a lake of fire for all eternity. I don't know of one Christian today, as Robin Sharon get us a song, that can stand up and testify truthfully that God has let them down. Not one of us. You say, well, somebody said earlier in the service, he didn't answer their prayer at the time that they prayed it. God didn't say he would be on our timetable, but he said he would hear and answer our prayers. Let me tell you what the king said. Over in the book of Daniel, King Nebuchadnezzar, he said this, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not bow at the sound of the trumpet and worship the God that had been set up, and the decree had been made for at the sound of the music, if, let me change it to that, that everyone in the kingdom would bow and worship this God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, not true. We serve a God that we can trust. And they continued to pray, and it got to the king, and he had to fulfill his oath, and they brought him there. And the king seen that they had trust in God. We're not careful to answer thee, O king, concerning this thing. We do not know if our God will deliver us, but we know this. Listen to this trust. We know he is able to deliver us. Don't know if he will, but he is able. And after they threw him in, you know the story. The king said, did we not cast three men into the fiery furnace? And they said, yes, O king. He said, but I see four in there, and they are walking around. And the fourth man was different. He was like unto the Son of God. People say, I didn't think Jesus came along until the New Testament. No, he was there in eternity past. And the king, after he seen that they came out and their garments weren't burned, they didn't even have the smell of smoke upon them. The king made a new proclamation. And the third chapter and the 28th verse, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusteth in him. Do you trust in him this morning? With all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Do you really trust him today? If you do, you've got something to praise him for. If you've never committed your trust to God, you say, won't God give me that same trust whether I give him my trust or not? No. You have to trust in him first. And when you trust in him, he will give you that trust back that you got something you can count on. He's not like us and let you down. God will not let you down. When you put your trust in him, you can count on it. I don't know if the sun is coming up tomorrow, but I trust God. If the sun don't come up in my life, I'll be in a better place. Amen? Do you know that this morning? While we stand, they sing a verse of a song. As these young people laid those placards down and picked them up with a date on it that they gave their trust to God. There's some this morning that you need to have that placard. You need to have that card that says, on the day that you put your trust in God. I've got mine. How many of you got your card today? Amen. Amen? It's not written down on paper. See, I knew when Tara put those down here, I knew which one was Sarah's. I could tell by the writing, that calligraphy, and I probably said it wrong. I could tell that was hers. Maddie's, I could tell by the date on it. Debbie's and Glenn's, because of a few weeks ago, I could tell which ones was theirs and Tara's, Jack's and Hope's, Rachel's, and, you know, I hope I didn't leave anybody out. But you see, we all have the memory of that date that we put our whole trust in God. I ask you right now, will you trust Him this morning? Will you trust Him? With your heart, your life, and ask Him into your life to make you a newborn creature, that you can stand and testify that you trust God. Why don't you come this morning? Come and put your trust in God. You've never trusted Him. Or maybe even Christians has never put your whole trust in God. Why don't you come? Yes. I am meek and lowly. Will you trust Him today? I believe there's a lot of people that want to trust God. They're just not willing to submit themselves unto God and ask God to save them and make their life what He would have it to be. Let me tell you this morning in my closing comments, you will never really be happy until you have full trust in your life. Full trust. And when you have that full trust, there's a peace that comes with it. It's peace that's there. And let me tell you, the devil wants to tear down that trust. Even Christians, how many of you has he come and said, God didn't hear your prayer? God's not going to answer your prayer. God's not going to heal that loved one. You know, it's almost like you can hear him laughing in the background. But you know what I say? Like Job, when all his friends was talking bad about him, he said, I'm not going to trust you guys no more. I'm going to trust God. Because you guys, you know, you're speaking based upon what you think. God speaks on what He knows. Amen. I hope you've enjoyed being to the house of the Lord on this Sunday morning. Put your trust in God. You can't even put it in yourself. I asked you earlier, how many of you let yourself down? And, you know, I'll just use a simple analogy. We start off, we say, as of this date, I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do. I'm gonna lose some weight. And that's probably the most popular one, right? I'm gonna stay away from that refrigerator. And every time I walk in the kitchen, that refrigerator's just calling my name. I hear it. Some of you say, Roger, your imagination is taking over. Well, refrigerator may not be literally calling my name, but that ice cream in the freezer is. But I want to claim victory. I've been away from it for about a week. Hey, it's a small step for mankind. But a giant leap toward my triglycerides. God bless you. Have a good afternoon. Come back tonight. And we'll have communion. And we're looking forward to it this evening. We want you to come back now and be with us in this Sunday evening service. God bless you today. Good job and congratulations.